Welcome to another Hal Linden Presents. I'm Hal Linden. Sit Down and Eat Before Our Love Gets Cold by Barbara Schottenfeld is a humorous, moving, intimate three-character musical set in New York City. The show explores the subjects of friendship, love, fear of intimacy, and other complications of contemporary life. The plot revolves around Abby, a songwriter, her best friend Sue, and Josh, the irresistibly handsome lawyer who gravitates from one woman to the other, threatening their lifelong friendship. As the story begins, Abby and Sue lament that most of their conversations revolve around men.
I have to have my first child by 33, so I need to be married by 29, because one needs to be married for a minimum of 3 years or so, to see if it's got a chance of working before at 33 you decide to have a baby. I have to have my first child by 33, so I need to meet my husband by 27 and a half, because one needs to live with one's fiancé for a minimum of, well, 18 months, to see if he's right, if he's okay, and only mildly neurotic. And I need to meet someone else before him, since one should never marry one's first major affair. 'Cause that's where you work out your major neuroses, that's where you work out your minor psychoses. So this first major affair person and I, we'll have to live together till I'm 26, so I'll need to meet him by 24, since one needs to live with someone for a minimum of 2 years or so, to go from soaring and exalting and enthralling to boring and revolting and appalling. Then I'll have a year and a half to recover, which, considering what I'll go through, is understandable. It's understandable. Then I'll be back on my feet. Life will be complete, not yet obsolete. Husband, and eventually the proud father of my first child at 33.
But we're already 25.
So?
I have to have my first child by 34, so I need to be married by 30-ish, because one needs to be married for a minimum of 3 years or so, to see if it's got a chance of working before at 34 you decide to have a baby. Then I'll be back on my feet, life will be complete, and I'll be in heat. At last I can meet my new lover, who I know I'll adore, my future husband, and of course, what is more, the proud father of my first child at 33.
Sue confides that she is crazy about her boyfriend Josh, but she's concerned that he's been distant lately. Abby is still recovering from her own dismal breakup, but she tries to cheer Sue up. However, later that night, Josh breaks off with Sue with the all-too-familiar exit line, "Let's still be friends." Josh is capable of love, yet terrified of commitment. In our next selection, as Josh hesitantly explains to Abby his reluctance to make a commitment, Abby's imagination interrupts the action, and she hears Josh's explanation performed as a vaudeville number.
I want you to be the mother of the children I'm not sure I want to have. Wait, no. What I mean is I want you to be the lovely, loving wife that I come home to if I do. Wait, no. What I'm getting at is that I want you to be the lady of our lovely country house with several lovely children, me and you. We'll need no outside stimulation. We'll live in rustic isolation at 81st and 2nd Avenue. No. What I mean is I want you to be the woman I grow old with. No, grow old with, yes, sirree. There now, that's more like it. I want to be on the loose. I mean, I want to tie the noose. No, tie the knot. Why not give it a shotgun? I know I want to be out with the singles. I mean, I know I want to single you out. The whole idea's depressing. No, it's making me smile. And so I'll gladly walk the plank. I mean, I'll walk down the aisle. I want you to be the woman who eventually will make me bored in bed. No, share my bed and board. The woman that I wed. I'm ready to make the mistake. No, I mean take the step. I want you to be the mother of the measles and the mono and the tadpoles and the turtles and the candy in the carpet and the sitter and the setter and the boredom in the bedroom and the lawyers in the courtroom. I'm not sure I want. I'm not sure I want. I'm not absolutely resolutely sure I want.
In the Sit Down and Eat Before Our Love Gets Cold, we are drawn into the lives of three young adults as they sing their way through perplexing romantic complications set against the more serious challenges that are at once concerning, provocative, and joyful.
So when you leave the theater, please remember, friends, treat your love with kindness so it never ends. In this crazy world, it's nice to have a hand to hold. Sit down and eat, life will be sweet. Sit down and eat before your love gets cold. Good night.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for this one, Barbara. Next month, we'll present another. Stay well.